My guest is David Thompson, who, if he had done nothing but write the Biographical Dictionary of Film, and not the 30 or 40, I've lost count, books that have preceded and followed it, his name would be indelibly etched in the history of great film historians. David, welcome to Paris once again.
Well, thank you, and thank you for those kind words. Good to be with you.
Always good.
We've been doing stuff together for a long time.
It's been a while. You need to come to Paris. Acting naturally, which at first reading sounds okay. Then the more I think about it, it sounds like an oxymoron, a contradiction in terms, but it's not. I kind of see Elliot Gould, who we may talk about later, in terms of acting naturally. But why that title and what does it mean?
Well, it means so many things, as you just pointed out. I mean, first of all, I think that most of us like to feel that the actors we see on the screen are acting naturally. We flinch from overacting. Overacting is excessive. It sort of keeps us away from the story. It's the quality of naturalness that draws us into a film. And, you know, we can easily come to the conclusion that actors acting naturally are doing it sincerely through identification with their part, the character, the story they're telling. But if you think about it, and if you meet and talk to actors, you realize that acting naturally is a bit of a trick that involves lessons they've learned over years or from the director and from the writer about how you seem to be